My
what's up with your boob?
I hurt my boob this week. My left boob.
Oh.
I was helping somebody move, and I went to go climb into the back of a truck. Like, we had the tailgate down, and I slipped on the bumper, and I landed on my chest on the tailgate of the truck.
Oh!
Like, on my left boob. And at first I was like, oh, that was solid. And then later on I'm like, that's a little sore and tender.
Yeah.
And so it's bruised, and it's actually swollen a little bit. I think I got an A cup on the right and a C cup on the left.
That's quite the swole.
I mean, they're never always the same size.
Kind of sexy now, though. It's
you're kind of sexy on the left. You're like a sexy two-face.
Yeah. Sexy on the left, ugly on the right.
I mean, look, all boobs are beautiful. They are.
I'm glad we found
this episode sponsored
way.
By Dove. Dove Skincare. Love the tits you got.
Hawk and Dove Skincare.
I think Hawk wrote the marketing copy.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! All right, welcome to the show. Yeah, this week we're talking about injuries and ailments and things of that like in the comic book world.
All sorts of medical issues.
It's a cold time of year. Everything's slippery. People are getting sick more often. It's a rough time.
So yeah, I took one for the team, and I was like, I'm gonna legitimately injure myself just for this episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't suggest it.
It was entirely unnecessary.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I guess I can put this mace away.
It's
not necessary anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man, to say nothing of our special guest this episode, Mace. No, Mace, get out of here.
Get up!
Haha. He couldn't stop, and he wouldn't stop.
That's true.
But should he stop?
Welcome to the warm-up!
So, this week on the warm-up, this is actually coming out a little bit late because the time to vote for who's going to join the X-Men in 2023, the polls closed last Friday, so...
Did they announce the winners yet?
No, they won't announce the winners until that issue of X-Men comes out.
Right.
So the last few years, they have they've sort of put out a fan poll, like, who do you want to see join the X-Men this year? And every year at the Hellfire Gala, everyone on Krakoa votes mentally on who they want to be a new X-Men. So the
Bodie McBoatface.
But in reality, thank you. In reality, it's a fan vote, and they put up, you know, six characters or so who could potentially join the team for the year. This year's the candidates are Cannonball, Jubilee, Dazzler, Frenzy, Prodigy, and Juggernaut. And this week I want to talk to you specifically about why you shouldn't vote for Juggernaut.
No.
Yeah. Hmm. So
hasn't he already been X-Men?
He
character?
Sure. Well, I think almost everyone on this list has been. Prodigy and Frenzy, not specifically, but everyone else has been at one point or another. So, I mean, we've got a bunch of characters who have already been X-Men and have been pretty competent. You know, Cannonball started with the New Mutants. He eventually graduated onto the X-Men and, you know, was a pretty good member.
His hair looked amazing, drawn by Joe Madureira. I mean, he was he was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was the right time to be blasting.
Ooh.
N apostrophe. Yeah. Jubilee was on there for years. You know, Frenzy hasn't been. She's traditionally a villain, a baddie. And Prodigy is one of those characters who kind of like the last couple of years we've seen, you know, characters like Sync join the X-Men, where it's like, oh, this was like a, you know, an underclassman who has sort of risen through the ranks, just like Cannonball did years before.
Yeah.
But I would argue that because there's so many competent people, you shouldn't vote for Juggernaut. I think it's a bad idea because he, you know, he doesn't have that same experience of working on a team. And the argument can be made that, you know, people can change and he used to be a piece of shit, but he's changed.
But we already did that.
Yeah, they can all, people can also change back just as quickly.
And just because he's changed doesn't mean he has to be an X-Man. He can have a different role on this island.
And he already does. He's already he's already a cop there. He's working with you know Nightcrawler and Legion and Forget-Me-Not.
Is he?
Yeah, he's great.
So Juggernaut, the big angry guy who keeps smashing your stuff all the time, you have him become the cop of your mutants only island. Chuck.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Xavier actually didn't want him there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fair.
And, you know, not unlike, Xavier didn't really want Legion there because, he's got family issues and he can't forgive people.
Yeah.
And he can't get over his own stuff. And,
that's true.
You know, in a recent issue of Legion of X, Xavier went to go visit Legion and actually sort of Trojan horsed a way to incapacitate him. It's like, this is your son and he's, you know, he's an Omega level, whatever, most powerful guy. But because you can't trust him, you threaten the safety of everybody living on your little island.
Yeah.
So the odds of him doing something like that to Juggernaut are just like, who he probably trusts even less.
Yeah. I get tired, and I think what really gets me a little tired of certain trends in X-Men over time is, like, just every single time Professor X has to be more and more monstrously over-the-top evil. Like, every time somebody is, like, bringing in their daddy issues to grind an axe on this franchise, and I'm like, at some point, you've done too much damage to this character, and you've kind of broken the concept a little bit, where it's just like, when you get to the point where people are justifiably scared of this guy and mutants in general, it's like, you're gonna have to fix that somehow, eventually. Yeah.
It was a Skrull.
Yeah, it's always a Skrull.
But, you know, for reasons like that, I think, vote for anybody but Juggernaut.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell that to everybody on the island.
I say Frenzy. I think it's Frenzy's time. I want Frenzy. I don't
care who you vote for, just don't vote for Juggernaut, is all I'm saying.
No, Juggernaut.
Yeah. Did I convince you?
Oh, I, yes, you're preaching to the choir.
And well, then it was warm up successful. Argument.
It all comes warm down to you.
Complete.
If he wins by one vote, Juggernaut wins by one vote, and Merc voted for Juggernaut, Kyle will never forgive.
I mean, I'll forgive you eventually, just not...
Screw the status quo.
Not...
Screw the status quo.
Or go back to a previous one.
Different status quo.
There isn't a status quo.
Comics when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Really. No, comics when I was a kid.
What the f***?
All right, we're talking about injuries, surgeries, ailments, things like that in comics. And since we were just talking about X-Men, let's start possibly with the most famous of these, Professor X, who has been paralyzed, not paralyzed, dead, cloned.
He had nano-sentinels in his spine.
Yeah.
Walking him around like a puppet.
I have a little timeline here, and this is what I could find. This might not be complete. I'm sure there's other little nuanced bits in there, but basically, X-Men number one started and he was already paralyzed at that point. There is, of course, they do flashbacks and there was stuff before, but I'm just going to start there. He was already paralyzed. The alien Lucifer dropped a rock on his legs. Ow.
Dick move.
Dick move. Stupid alien. His legs are restored after the Brood Queen destroys his body. So kills Chuck. And then he's cloned. So you got and that popped in my head. I'm like, oh, wow, he was cloned that long ago. So really, he's been a clone ever since that fairly early story.
And he was cloned younger too, I think, right?
But is it like his mind is the same mind, or is he just straight up a clone? You never. There's always questions with clones.
I think he's a clone.
What
now.
Are the exactly. rules? They change all the
and,
time.
But like, how many times has he been cloned? And especially since they got to the island, everybody's been cloned.
Yeah,
14 times or regrown or whatever.
X-Men comics.
But he was restored. He was cloned and restored as like fully functioning legs. Shortly after that, Shadow King shatters his spine. I just picture it like Bane style, psh, like snap, crack, snap, crackle, pop. Strife, his assassination attempt, which I'm assuming is that what was the name of the storyline? Do you remember in the 90s, assassination?
Executioner song or Assassination X or Death X, Kill X, Murder X.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever one it was. So Strife had an assassination attempt. Apocalypse saves Chuck. And in the process, he gains the use of his legs again. But then he loses them again somehow. Then Zorn restores Chuck's legs.
Mm-hmm. Or does he?
But then he's revealed, like, Zorn is Magneto. And then does his legs in again.
Yeah. Except he wasn't Magneto, so, but let's not go down that road.
Well, whatever, yeah. Then after House of M, the X-Men are depowered, and Professor X is walking. And then now we have Big Helmet X. So he's walking, talking.
He's walking here.
Looking fine.
Well,
looking
okay. Fine. So the most recent, like just before all the House of X Krakoa stuff, wasn't Professor X dead, and then his brain took over Phantom X's body, and he was just going to X.
That did I had happen. Left it for a long time. It wasn't until the whole house of That's, stuff I jumped back.
Right,
on, so I'm not sure.
That did happen.
But that checks out. That seems like
as
an
for
story.
How we got from there to here, I couldn't tell you, and I don't think they ever really said. I think it was just sort of like, forget it. Everybody's back the way you love them.
Yeah.
Because of resurrection. You know, they just all, you know, Professor X rode his bike off a bridge, so everyone else did too, and then they all came back to life.
Peer pressure is hard when you're, you know, genetically the same species as someone, and you see them doing something cool like smoking, you want to do that too.
Yeah. Mm. That's what happened is actually they all just took up smoking because Professor X did. And Professor X only did because Gambit looked so cool, and they all died of, well... smoking.
And having aliens crush your legs.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I'd like to talk about some of the medical professionals who take care of our alien superheroes a little bit. Because accidentally I prepared for this by watching Hotel Artemis last night.
Which is a movie
where Jodie Foster is a nurse in a somewhat apocalyptic LA who, like, you know, mends up criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Weird movie.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
It's okay. I enjoyed it. I like those movies with like a weird eclectic cast, like Jodie Foster, Dave Bautista, Charlie Day, Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah. Ones you don't expect to ever be in a movie together, and you're like, okay, I'm on board.
Yep. And it's like, oh, Jeff Goldblum's in this. Of course he is. What you know, he had a day. But comparing
Charlie
that,
Day.
Comparing that to like, oh, there you go. Yeah. Clever.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luigi.
This isn't over until I say it's over!
But comparing that to characters like Night Nurse or Leslie Tompkins, who, you know, they're sort of allied with heroes, and, you know, they're the person who patches people up. And it's interesting that one of them's a doctor and the other one's a nurse. But, well, the other one is three separate nurses.
True.
But, you know, does it take a doctor or does it just take a very skilled nurse? Sometimes all you need is a night nurse. You don't need a doctor.
Or maybe an evening nurse.
You don't need a night doctor. She's a night nurse practitioner.
There you go.
Now, actually.
Oh.
I think that's what they should do.
Night nurse practitioner. They should just rename the series.
Yeah. Well, there's night practical nurse and night RN and then night nurse practitioner.
Super PSW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. SPS dubs.
Yeah.
Spoo.
Mutant physio.
But do you think it's important that these characters exist, or does it sort of, because like when someone gets injured in comics and they're out for, you know, maybe six issues or something like that, Quicksilver broke his leg and so he's not around for six issues, and then he comes back, it's sort of points out that comics are compressed time.
Yeah.
When, you know, like 6 months, that's a reasonable, you know, rehabilitation time for a lot of different injuries. But it's not 6 months because it's only been a week and a half since the rest of the Avengers went off to fight Immortus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got super fast healing.
Right. But then Beast breaks his collarbone. And he has super fast healing. But then
they just put Wonder that Man collar on him so he doesn't lick himself. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. When he's got his literal kitty litter thing. Oh, man. Beast has been messed up for a long time.
He's not still pooping in a box, is he?
I hope not, but...
He has thumbs again. He doesn't need to poop in a box.
That which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet.
I don't know. I like the idea of having actual medical people that are connected. And it works better with certain ones than other ones. But
yeah.
Like the it idea works better of Daredevil, with like
street level guys. Yeah.
Yeah, like a Daredevil sort of thing, or even a Spider-Man needs Luke Cage and Iron Fist. Like they need somebody to kind of go to. And then you get to the X-Men and you have like a Moira McTaggart.
Moira McTaggart is not a medical doctor though, right?
She is. Well, she's a scientist. And you get PhDs to get to that point. So
right,
depending
but
on
is she
it's just biological.
Like, I was
not,
thinking about
not,
that. Because like after the mutant massacre, they send a bunch of them over to Muir Island. And it's like, is she though? Or is she like a geneticist?
Well, depending on schooling. Like that's if you go into...
She's a magical research. Every doctor. Like, she's just that
good.
You
go into research, like, are technically a doctor, but then you've, instead of going to practice, you go into research.
Right.
So. Endless lifetimes.
Okay. And you know what? She had 10 lifetimes, so that's a
lot
of time to learn stuff.
Yeah.
There's always a reason. And, like, that's the thing is, like, I love the element of realism you sort of have here, but there's always the question, like, well, you know, what can't you do? Like, how can anyone be, like, injured or permanently injured, or how can anything be taken seriously in this crazy sci-fi world? But, you know, it's... Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But you do need those actual... You need, like, ways to deal... Like, there's some of these stories that, especially in recent years, I feel it's gotten a little off the rails with what you can survive.
Well, you look to something like Barbara Gordon, where she was offered this stuff post being paralyzed, like, you know, we could fix you, we could, you know, heal you, and she's like this is stuff that isn't available to the general public, and I feel like it's kind of disrespectful that, you know, a firefighter doesn't get this, but I get this, so I'm gonna pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's also it's a nice progression of the character that like, she becomes something different and becomes something. Like, it's not better, it's not worse. It's like now you've become a different kind of character, and it's good to see those kind of characters in comics that do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
there's certain ones that seem to just stick. Like even now, where she can, you know, she's been Batgirl again for like over 10 years or like 12 years or something at this point. Except not always, and she sort of like have it happen where. She can walk again, but it's the thing won't last forever necessarily, and she's still got to be careful how she exerts herself. I think that's an all right happy medium, at least. I mean, it's still it's not. That's the thing too, is like if you have like actual things that are serious that people sort of like have to deal with, and you can't be trivialized. I mean, you sort of have to have that represented.
Yeah.
In a way that's
not slight. You have to recognize it, and
magically getting rid of stuff. Like I think a Hawkeye too, who was like he went partial deafness in Hawkeye #4 in 1983, and then I guess like he, you know, there's heroes. He died and came back like a few times in stupid ways, so he came back able to hear fine, and then in the AHA Fraction run, he, you know, lost his hearing again in a slightly different way, but just sort of some things you just sort of can't roll back, and maybe that's for the best sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they make hearing aids so very tiny these days that...
Yeah.
And he just puts it on the end of an arrow and do-do-do-do-do right in his ear.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's very good.
Ow.
I mean...
Lord.
He better be careful. I'm pretty sure an arrow in the ear actually was the problem one of these times.
Yeah.
So he should probably
Well, it was a gag one, and it went over his head.
Oh!
It's like Steve Martin.
Yeah.
I'm fine, guys. Then there's, like, Thor losing an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that.
Well, who else has lost an arm?
I'm gonna refer to it as Tharm. Thor's arm is now Tharm.
Yes,
like which was Tharm. During the Aaron run. It was Malekith cut it off. This is 2014 Thor number one. I didn't realize this, and I've read them, but it's been so long because it's such a long run of this happening that he's had his arm gone for that long.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally made of they had a new arm made for him by the dwarves of Nidavellir. Whatever.
You know,
it's pronounced made out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Arizona. The dwarves of Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Made a black Uru arm, and then it was a gold one. And then he eventually, like, there's the destroyer armor.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Like, that was created by Odin. They took the arm.
I mean, it's a rad look.
It is. They took the arm from that and put it on there, which
Well, he had an fucking arm, and now he's got an armor. Yeah. Eventually, he'll have an armrest.
Although, like, just having that much power just in one arm, like,
just a chest full of arms and a chest full of hammers and a chest full of axes. He's just living his best life, frankly.
Yeah, which arm do you want today?
Like, the destroyer, at least in the movie, was very creaky. You think he's got a creaky arm?
He's gonna oil it up?
Yeah.
I gotta get some oil from Phoenix, Arizona.
His hand makes a little talky mouth, and it's like, oil can!
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's its own guy, and it talks to him sometimes. I think that's a great idea.
I think it's good.
He draws little eyes on it.
Yeah, it's like a
He's played by Tom Hardy in this adaptation.
I'm just a hand reporter. So he eventually did get his arm back, and that was in the Cates. He took over Thor, so in Thor number one, he got that new costume that has, like, the symbol.
The Norn. Yeah, it's again more of a triangular.
The Norse symbol, yeah.
Rune. It's a rune, that's what it's called.
Rune. It's a rune. Rune.
He's got a TH on his chest now, just like
it's
Superman.
It's like a big, well, it says it's a big P.
It's the Norn sound it would make,
But he also gets a new arm because he becomes the Herald of Galactus and gains, beyond his own godly powers, the power cosmic, and he has, like, molecular manipulation powers, I guess, and creates his own arm again. So, problem solved.
Just pulled it out of thin air.
He gave himself a couple extra inches of that arm.
Yeah.
No, no, give me that. You have the little one.
Although, you know what? That sent me down a rabbit hole of severed super limbs.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a chest full of arms I can get
this
into.
This is the show we make, you know? Come on. Let's do it. Just wait for the end.
So, the one that I... Like, there's... Okay, there's one obvious one that we all know and remember. The Aqua Hand.
Mm, yeah.
Aquaman's lost his hand. But I didn't realize he lost it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's and the same hand.
Yeah.
I know about the one. I don't think I know about the other.
I did not know that.
That was more... Wasn't it like New 52 or something even? It was like more recent.
Oh, that explains why I don't
know. It was an old one. It was like from the 80s. And I think... we know about the Black Manta one. I think that's the one we all kind of know about.
Mm-hmm.
Black Manta cuts it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he becomes the water elemental thing, and then he eventually comes and gets his hand back from that.
Right.
But in the 80s... It's this character. I've never even heard of this character.
The Hand Cutter, he's called.
Cherub Dis. Cherub Dis is his name. And what he did, I did read how it happened exactly, and it's totally gone from my brain, but basically put Aquaman's arm, and, oh, that was it. He canceled out the whole you can talk to fish thing and control fish.
Oh,
so
I know
he didn't
this
do
one.
That. He put his hand in with man-eating piranhas, and the piranhas ate his hand off.
Did he have a skeleton hand still?
He just had a bloody stump, apparently.
Just piranhas ate his hand. Bones and all, huh? Bones and everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like picking their teeth with aquabones.
Was it the 80s or the 90s? Either way, it was extreme as hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was his wiping hand. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But do you wipe underwater?
I tell you this, I would not.
Well, that's why he got it replaced with a hook.
No.
Ooh.
You just have a constant trail.
That's when he had the hook for the first time, right? That's when he had a hook, which made it even worse, because you got to really watch it. If that's the hand
that.
You're used to, you got to watch it. And then he had a water hand at one point that was like made of water.
Yeah.
Well, I would wipe with a water hand for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I gotta have a drier hand on the other arm though.
That's a you always have a bidet with you. That's
yeah. Aqua Bidet, yeah. God. My name is Arthur. Arthur Bidet.
Yeah.
As opposed to a sand bidet.
Yeah. Whoa. And but the what that one I knew about. The two that I did not know about, one, Lois Lane losing a leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Well, so that was during Rebirth. That's yeah. Superman 24. There was like monsters attacking or something, and just in checks the debris, out. A huge chunk of debris went by and took Lois's leg just right off.
Right off. Yeah, like yep. her right leg.
And Superman cauterized it with his heat vision.
And then what?
I do believe.
And then took the leg and threw it on the barbecue.
Yeah.
Waste
not, want not.
Lean Lois Lane.
Bri, do you know what happened? I feel like you know what happened.
Yeah, I do believe that the whole thing was revealed after the fact to be a Manchester Black illusion to some degree, where it didn't actually happen.
Really?
But John thought that it did. It was him through his perspective. So I think like it was, yeah, not actually happening. For real. Mm. So that's how you get your gruesome delegging of Lois Lane and eat it too. On the barbecue.
Yeah. Leg Elaine. Yep.
Gross. Ooh. You know, it's always fun when they're like, there's certain periods where they're just trying so hard to be like, whoa, look what we did. Just edgy as hell. Yep. We're still sort of
speaking
living
of
there.
Which,
it's been like 20 years.
Do you remember Siege? Marvel Siege?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And we're all trying to forget about.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, parts were okay.
Some rad
so
double
US
splash
agent,
pages, though.
U.S. agent is fighting the Thunderbolts, and Nuke, using Odin's spear, slashes and cuts both his arm and his leg off.
So he just tips over.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Except only one arm swinging.
Yeah.
But how did he get it back? Patriotism.
Yeah. Oh, checks out.
Yeah, it's the American way.
Well, he didn't need his regular arm and leg anymore, because he got a Trump arm and a Trump leg, which are obviously better than anything else. They're not just like,
they're stupendous.
It's literally not just like dollar store like mops that are like taped together or something, like a fake thing hanging off.
A lot of people love his new arm and leg.
Oh, everybody loves it. If you order this, you get free Trump steaks as well. And 1 month tuition to Trump University.
And if you duct tape your own phone on it into its hand, you can look at your Trump NFTs anytime you want. Just keep making those payments, though. Just keep making those payments.
What about Mar-Vell? Famously, one of the few characters to stay dead. He's been brought back a couple times, but...
But generally in a dead form.
Always with a twist, though. I think he was like time displaced or something. Like it wasn't back. You know what I mean? They have decided to respect the very serious cancer death as like a permanent-ish thing.
I have to admit, and this is weird to say, is that I've never actually read that story.
Neither have I.
No.
I know it was Starlin. But I've never actually gone out of my way and read it. Maybe a more contemporary version that might be, you know, a little more accessible is Jane Foster.
Oh, that's true.
Her thing when she was Thor was that Mjolnir was cleaning out all the chemo and radiation that was trying to, you know,
to save her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she would more and more, she would keep being, Thor, and then every time she turned back to Foster, she was in worse and worse shape every time.
Start from scratch, basically, again, undoing all the progress. So, like, she was, you know, again, like, without turning into Thor, she would likely recover. But maybe, you know, it's a thing. Well, I guess that's kind of what happened, or whatever, in comics, right? Where, like, in the comics, she did. And then the movie did not. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's another problem that I had with Love and Thunder, is that they...
Yeah.
You know, they threw it in there, but it didn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Well, a lot in that movie was thrown in there and didn't matter.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Thrown in doesn't matter is the real name of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, hey. Sometimes, like, an injury or a death or something, it depends how seriously the text or whatever is taking it. Because if it's based on something real, I feel like, you know, if you were to be like, somebody has, like literal like HIV, where you have like Mia Dearden or something from
Green Arrow, what I was just thinking of.
Who I believe still does. Like, they didn't like undo that. She's like many people who have it but are living with it and managing it, mm-hmm. and that's good to see. Stuff like that that's taken seriously. Most otherwise, like, say for example, you have like the legacy virus, which is not an actual thing, which is supposed to be like evoke and be sort of a metaphor or whatever, like kind of a thing like that, right. analogy for or something else. And that's not as, you know, you can, so you can have the stakes when you want them, but you could also don't have to feel like you're minimizing something that's actually really serious in the real life. And I feel like that's kind of the tightrope walk a lot of the time, right?
Yeah. And they, like, the thing with the legacy virus is they never really got to, like, how does it spread? Is it airborne? Is it, like, what is it? Because unlike a real virus, like HIV, we know how it's spread and how it isn't.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Like, the cure, like literally it was cured by Colossus injecting the cure into his blood and then dying, and then it just magically became airborne out of his body, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Like, everyone breathing Colossus' little magical death stench. We covered this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
When you die, you release a lot of gas.
It was like, I'm going to make a reboot reference because whatever, episode whatever number, it's just like Hexadecimal just became a good virus and spread throughout the entire cosmos.
Yes.
Just not in a computer. Yeah.
Yeah. That is what happened. You're right.
Game over. User wins.
Batman is dead. Like, Batman should... Like, Batman's amazing how many times he's been... He gets brutalized. Well, maybe Daredevil gets brutalized about as much. Daredevil also gets brutalized pretty badly for a dude with no physical super strength at all.
Yeah.
Like... And not even just breaking his back, but, like, just, like, it seems like every story, and especially in the last 20 years or so, it's nonstop. Just, like, Batman needs to just somehow miraculously survive something that would kill anything.
Mm-hmm. And just the way that, like, his injuries have piled up, like, I've sort of been dipping my toe back into professional wrestling the last couple months. And, you know...
Oh, you're a wrestler now.
Yeah. They call me the Masked Kyle. Surprise, it's me. I'm the Masked Kyle.
Oh, it was my goodness.
I thought it was me. Like,
some of it was the mild-mannered janitor, Henry. Okay, right, that's Hong Kong Fooey. But like these guys who are, you know, very fit athletes, you know, you have career-ending stuff or like stuff piles up, and like Batman should not be able to walk like a regular dude.
No,
he should have like a, you know, a cowboy John Wayne esque walk at this point, or just be wearing leg braces at all times.
The first time I ever thought of that was there's that famous Alex Ross painting, like,
with
it's
all
a
the
black
scars?
And white, and it's it's like the back shot of him and just all the scars and cuts over his back, and you're like, Jesus, yeah, like he would look horrible. And the fact that he's supposed to be this millionaire playboy, like nobody would ever be able to see him naked and go, what the hell?
Yeah, you're
like,
he just one massive plate scar glass tissue. Window.
Yeah. Like, never have a ward like Dick Grayson. He's horrible. He just pushes you through the glass.
He's a prankster.
Oh, that jerk. Don't have kids.
Little smirk the whole time. Oh, yeah. Ooh-hoo. So, like, obviously he broke his back. A lot of things, again, are, like, New 52, especially the Snyder run, there's three that are, like, brutal. I can't even believe it. I guess in Hush, he, like, literally fell, like, somebody cut his line and he fell and, like, fractured his skull.
Yeah, that's, like how it
very
started, right?
Badly. Like, very badly, and I'm just like, ah, yikes. Like, I think you're brain damaged forever, Bruce. I don't know. Like, the Court of Owls, when New 52 kicked off, he was, like, trapped in a maze, like, starved for a week, got stabbed through and beaten half to death. You had, there was the Endgame one with, like, the Joker, where he got stabbed in the eye with, like, a razor card, and
Jesus.
Supposedly died. I think something super magical happened there, to be honest with you, and maybe that gives him a... Maybe he needs a magical do-over every now and then just to get healed from all this stuff, and that's the only way this works.
Like Professor X.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone spilled hot soup on me, I better get cloned.
In Zero Year, which was like the New 52, New Origin, the Red Hood gang, I guess, blew up the building he was in, and there was like a bunch of medieval weapons on display, and just... beat him brutally after surviving an explosion. And this is Bruce Wayne. This is like before he's actually Batman.
you know, he took that one and he's like, you know what? I kind of like it. I think I can deal with this for a while.
Yeah, you know. Oh, am I kink shaming? Oh, no.
Don't yuck. Batman's yum.
I apologize very profusely.
But yeah, like these, a lot of these guys, especially street level characters, and if you include Batman as a street level, I think that's arguable. They should not be okay. And yet, well, you know what? It's comics. It's comics and it's fun.
It's comics. It's comics. Yeah. That's true.
To go back to the severed limb thing, I thought the idea of like...
We're still talking about this?
I just wanted to wrap it up.
I'm kidding.
The idea of...
Don't like, yuck taking, yum.
You could... It's like a build-a-figure. You could take Lois's leg.
Yeah.
U.S. agent's leg.
Oh, yeah.
Two fingers of Johnny Walker. Get it? And his arm. Oh, that's horrible. You get Thor's arm or his thumb or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get an Aqua hand in there. Maybe Orpheus's head. Morpheus's son. Just put it on, like, arm fall off boy. You could just take all parts of him off and just.
Yeah.
Like,
did anyone have their torso cut off?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, just the torso cut off. No. Yeah,
well, there's all Johnny the legs Long and arms Torso.
Yeah. Johnny Long Torso. Anyway.
He's got plenty of torso to go.
I like that. That's gross, and I love it.
All right. Quiz me.
All right. We got a short five-question quiz here. This is extreme injuries. These are like gruesome injuries and some deaths. And we have to guess who they happen to.
Oh, goody.
Wasp.
Let's start this off with one. Maybe this is an easy one. Maybe not. I have four potential characters. I'm going to do it that style. Multiple choice. Had their eye gouged out and eaten.
Spider-Man.
By their enemy.
God.
This is Spider-Man.
Wonder Woman, Spider-Man. Tempest, or Thor. It was Spider-Man, yes. Kyle wins.
Spider-Man. And then he got in a cocoon and he was better.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Oh,
this episode,
Spurs.
I had notes about Spider-Man ones where I'm just like, there's so many things that happened to Spider-Man recently. Like, in the last couple of decades at most, that it's just like, they just can't, like, it's just insane. The minute he sold his marriage to the devil, they were just going hog wild. Like, he was just getting...
Man.
Around the time that
was
happening.
Well, it's okay for a single person to have all these injuries, but a married person? No.
A married person. Not okay.
God.
Exactly. Oof, Parker Luck. This character was strangled with their own cape until their head exploded. So Red Tornado.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you got it.
He got it.
My other joke
ultimate
options
Doctor
were...
Ultimate Doctor Strange.
Yes, Ultimate Doctor Strange. An ultimatum, correct. So I was gonna say the other joke ones were Forbishman and, The Protector, who is like that character from the Teen Titans drug specials.
Because they couldn't have
Robin involved anywhere near drugs, so they just invented a fake dude who had a cape.
I promise I'm going to let you finish listing all the things before we jump into it.
I don't promise anything.
I don't care at all. I'm still going to say everything, and you're all on board. You're on the board for this ride. This character... was run over by a steamroller. Chip, the Green Lantern.
Wolverine.
Plastic Man, or Geo-Force.
Wolverine.
I want to say Chip. Was it Wolverine?
It is Wolverine. Chip was run over by a yellow
bus.
Pickup truck, I believe. Or a moving van or something. Yeah. I imagine Plastic Man probably was run over by a steamroller at some point. I imagine several covers of the Kyle Baker run are probably that, but... Yeah. It's not, but it's Plastic Man, so it doesn't
when
mean
when was Wolverine run over by a steamroller? Tell me about this.
That was by, I think it was the Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson Punisher run. Where it was extreme.
Right.
Because I believe he shot him in the penis and then ran him over with a steamroller. Because that's... Ennis and Robertson on a professional level, you know what I mean?
Right.
All right.
Oh, God.
Which of the following characters was like basic, almost cut to ribbons by magic teeth? Zatanna, Spider-Man, Hellboy, or Superman?
Superman.
Correct. Justice League Dark, one of the earlier parts of that. I'm just throwing Spider-Man on there because he's had a rough time lately.
Yeah.
It's probably odds are it happened to him too.
And the last one. this character was burned alive while in costume, so badly their skin was coming off their body, and survived. And this actually happened. This wasn't like an alternate reality. I believe this is the actual main canon version of this character, and it happened. So your options are Risk, who is, you know, the guy from the 90s Titans who keeps getting arms ripped off of him.
That guy. Yep.
Spider-Man, Martian Manhunter, and Batroc Zelepaire.
I want to say Martian Risk. Manhunter.
I'm going to say Risk.
You're both wrong. It was Spider-Man.
Oh, God.
What? In Amazing Spider-Man number 700.3. So, this was some good post-Brand New Day, whatever the hell is happening now. Stunt. And yeah, so I guess Firebrand just lost it on him and burned him severely, like through his costume. His skin was coming off. He got dragged to something called the Black Lodge, which is like a supervillain, like a hospital, like a supervillain version of like a secret hospital. And I guess he was just treated there and escaped. And I somehow, I don't know what they did. I assume a wizard was his doctor. Maybe this was addressed in story, and I hope it was, but I didn't read the book and I just didn't have time to do that. And, I could not find an explanation, so apparently that's what was going on in Amazing Spider-Man number 700.3, and it must be stated, 0.4. So, I'm very happy to say that... Wait, who won? I think Merc won. Did Merc won? I think Merc got Merc
won. I think I did.
Oh, yeah. Merc that definitely really happened.
Merc's a champion.
Yay!
At one point, there was a beer koozie involved in this, but... you know, whatever.
You know what? I gotta be honest. I've been using that beer koozie to, oh, that's a very nice trophy you have there, Merc. You are the chef.
Oh, yeah.
I have a poopy emoji.
I've been using that beer koozie to keep my shaving supplies in for a while now.
All right. Fires. We never want it back.
Anyway. Thank
goodness. Covered in care and shit.
No, I just, you know.
Whatever.
You're covered in hair.
Yeah.
And shit.
On that gross note, let's let the folks know who we are and where they can find us.
I'm Bri Kotick. I'm just going to go first. You can find me here in the podcast zone where I always live. You can also find me at welcometohereafter.com. And that is where comics happen. And, you know, more aren't coming anytime soon, but they are being worked on very soon. And I hope to have more to tell you once things come together a little bit more. And you can also find me at my Instagram at BryKotyk. And that is it.
My name is Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. Note to self, you need to pay for your domain because it's going to go down in 2 days. And you're going to lose it if you don't pay for it. So,
Didn't I just edit an episode where you said the same thing?
Yeah, and I forgot.
This episode airs in like 4 days, though. So, I mean, don't use this as your reminder.
I've got until Tuesday, the day before this episode comes out. So if you go, try it out right now. Go to thekylelees.com. And if it doesn't work, let me know.
You forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it does work. Well, yeah, of course it does. I wouldn't forget that. You can also check me out at thekylelees on Instagram.
And I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca, Merc on Facebook, and Merconaut Like Astronaut on Instagram. Thank you, as always, to Ocean City Defender, K. Preston Merkley, for the wonderful music that he has done, and he's been with us from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Check him out under Ocean City Defender, not the game, but the musician. And that's it.
We'll see you later. We'll let you know how Merc's boob is doing next time.
My boob.
Boob watch.
My boob.
Oof.
Oof indeed.
Boob.
Bye.